You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, on Sunday, the 23rd of April, 2023, 75 runners will be taking on the challenge of 26.2 miles around the calendar to support RNIB. And I will be one of those runners, but as a blind runner, of course, I will not be running on my own. I'll be running with my good friend and guide runner, Rob Downey. Welcome to Connect Radio, Rob. Fantastic that you could be with us. I know you've got a bit of a bad throat. Hopefully that'll clear up by Sunday week.
Yeah, fingers crossed, Dave. Fingers crossed, but pleasure to be with you.
Fantastic. So I just want to help everyone understand how a bit about guide running, because not everybody's done it. You know, I've done a little bit, but not everybody has. So just tell me a little bit about how you came to be a guide runner.
Yeah, sure. I mean, so I was a fairly keen runner anyway, Dave. As you know, I'd kind of done a marathon on my own and some other bits. But I think really it was the opportunity to try and support locally, so a little bit through Achilles International, which I think you've utilized in other situations, and really helping to support both runners in London, but also then whether it's local park runs or whether it's, you know, 10Ks that people may have an eye on. Obviously it's very different in that you are clearly the eyes for that runner, but ultimately you become much more of a team. And, you know, solo running is probably how most people experience it. But as a guide runner, you get the privilege of helping somebody enjoy it, hopefully as much as you. And as you say, kind of really take a different perspective. You know, you kind of perhaps can switch off on your own in a way that you certainly can't when you're guide running. But it's an absolute privilege and always a joy to run as a team.
Well, that's true. You definitely can't switch off. And that goes for me too. And just tell me, how did you get started then? Did you go on a course, or was it your idea? Did somebody suggest it to you?
No. So it was effectively a colleague had done a little bit of guide running for a blind friend, basically. And so it was a combination of turning up. There's a regular Thursday night training session where they ask for guides and VI runners to join and help each other out. And in actual fact, it was a bit of a combination of, you know, kind of YouTube clips and being able to speak to others, as well as then running with VI, visually impaired runners, to see what they could achieve themselves. So a bit of a blend, to be honest, Dave. It wasn't one thing to actually act as a silver bullet, so to speak.
And were you nervous?
Yeah, incredibly so. I think it's a big responsibility. You're particularly trying to get your own kind of concerns and anxieties out of the way, particularly in terms of supporting someone else. You hope that you're not going to be a hindrance, and you hope that you're fit enough and all of those good things. But ultimately, you put in the hours, and hopefully you train together, and you become a bit of a team and a partnership to get yourself around.
Now, usually when you're going to go guide running with somebody, particularly something like a marathon, you get a little bit of notice, right, Rob?
Yeah, that's generally the idea. I sense that's a tongue-in-cheek question, Dave. For those who don't know, give me the honour of people in. So last year, unfortunately, Dave's guide fell out pretty last moment. To give you some context, that was the Thursday before the Sunday of the London Marathon. And so a call to arms went out within the Achilles group. And I said, actually, I'm in Greenwich and my sister was running, and I probably offered to get somebody around, not with any ambition of time, but safely. And very fortunately, we did do that. And it was a fortunate day for us both. It was a great result.
It was. So I have run London Marathon for RNIB previously. And I had decided last year that I didn't think it was going to be possible because I'd done some other running, and I genuinely thought I was going to be all out of energy and resources. And we got to a couple of days before, and then I heard that RNIB put my face on a big poster at their exhibition stand at the expo, where you go to buy a load of tap but also collect your number as well. And somebody had offered me a bed for the night as well, so I couldn't really say no at that point, apart from the fact that I didn't have a guide runner. So yeah, I reached out to Achilles amongst others to ask if there was anybody available, and within an hour I had you on the phone, Rob, and you said, well, I haven't been training for a marathon, but I'll get you around. Where did that confidence come from?
Yeah, I was going to say probably stupidity, Dave, is the honest answer. I'm as I kind of alluded to up front, I'm in reasonable shape. Generally, I was a pretty keen runner, so I knew I had a kind of base level of fitness. And for my sins, the year before I'd had to go at an ultra, I did the Thames Path effectively from Putney out to Henley. So I ran 100K for that particular run. It was solo, it wasn't guide running, but it does give you a certain mental strength and belief knowing you can do that. So, I wouldn't say 40 felt like a walk in the park. It certainly didn't. It was very different in terms of the challenges, but one that I was very keen to support you on, and knowing that you'd made so much of that dedication and preparation before you get to the start line, there's nothing more disappointing. I know, all that effort to potentially go to waste is really disappointing. So it was very much the opportunity to get out there, and as you say, you'd run London. I hadn't, and it does happen on my doorstep. I'm fortunate to live in Southeast London, so it was nice to be able to not really have to go more than 100 paces, as Dave knows, to get to the start line to meet you. So it was a real pleasure.
I couldn't believe how close you are to the start line of the London Marathon. It is remarkable. It's meant to be. And just talk about some of those challenges then, because it's very different running in a big, busy, big city marathon like London Marathon with tens of thousands of other runners, crowds, dare I say, even one or two nutters, right? And that's just the ones being guided. And so it's a very different experience doing that than guiding somebody around a track on a Thursday evening, right?
Yeah, totally different. And I forgot that, you have to really be conscious of road surface changes, which clearly, as you say, on a track, there aren't any. And actually, the volume of people when you're two abreast, you're too wide, is really challenging. And people are all running at their own pace. And candidly, everyone's there to enjoy themselves. You're not realistically setting world records. You might set PBs, which is fantastic, but really got to enjoy the moment, and that is part of it. So, funnily enough, I probably had a voice not too dissimilar to this by the end of it, Dave. There was quite a lot of vocal effort on both of our behalves to get around, which you wouldn't ordinarily have to do, but we did get there with a lot of good grace and a lot of support as well. A lot of folk cheering you on as well.
Yeah, and I want to highlight that as well, because people, when they see what you're doing and they see that you're running together in a kind of a guide running pair, are incredibly supportive. We were so lucky. We met this Kenyan lady at about 10K, I think, and she stayed with us for about the next 10 miles, just going ahead, letting everybody know, guide runner behind, blind runner behind. And that was really helpful. That got us through the bulk of the race, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree, 100%. A huge thanks if she ever does tune in, Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great help, and a number of others along the way. But yeah, what a privilege, really, and looking forward to it next week, week Sunday.
Well, indeed. So we got to the finish, and I think we both knew we just got a little bit of unfinished business here, and that we given a little bit more time to prepare. And of course, life gets in the way. My treadmill's been on the fritz, and I've sort of struggled to find people locally. I have had some people, so I have done a bit of running. I've done at least 120 miler. How's your training been going, Rob?
Yeah, it's been okay, actually, Dave. I mean, it would be unfair of me to say I couldn't be any more prepared than I was the last time, in that I had no preparation. So this definitely did help. Yeah, I've banged a couple of long ones in there. So I managed a 36 kilometer one probably a couple of weeks ago, and on the very much on the taper. But as you say, a bit of unfinished business. I would take 3:59:59 right now, Dave, and not even turn up if they would offer it to us. But yeah, it would be great to get around under 4 hours.
Well, I know it's a cliche, but I always say, don't let your time ruin your time. You know what? We're just going to have a party and really enjoy it. Make the most of the great privilege that it is to run in the London Marathon, and also support all the great work of RNIB. So if you'd like to support Rob and I and support RNIB, you can do that at justgiving.com/Dave-Williams365. That's justgiving.com/Dave-Williams365. And if you're catching this on social media, we'll make sure to include the link in the comments. Well, Rob Downey, thank you so much for all your support. Really appreciate it. You and your family, your lovely partner and son have been so supportive and welcoming to me over the months, and really looking forward to running with you next week, man.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And it's always a pleasure, Dave. So you've done all the hard work, and yeah, it won't be long.
Thanks, Rob.